Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land, all over this world, wherever you are. I pray that you find yourself in a place with God that you can find contentment and comfort and everything that you need within him. And those are my prayers for you, that God can change whatever situation that you're dealing with in your life, if you allow it. I want to say good evening. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show. Can you open us up with prayer, please? Pastor Jackson.
Praise the Lord. Glory to your holy name. We're going to take a few seconds before we go to the throne of grace in prayer unto the Lord. For the word of God said that we should humble ourselves and pray. So let us take a few seconds. Glory to your holy name. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your throne. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for everything that we've said or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do for your people, the mindset and the condition of your people everywhere. Lord God, we ask that you continue to lead us by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Thank you for the cleansing blood of your Son who died on Calvary so that we may have an opportunity to live with him for all eternity, Lord God, in his presence, in your presence, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this matter, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, to come before your throne, Lord God, that we say something that may give your people hope, Lord God, that will give them the will to keep pressing towards the mark, Lord God. We thank you for this ministry of breaking chains, Lord God. Help us to understand, Lord, that we should be complaining and not praised and not complaining. Help us not to be selfish, but to be thankful, Lord God, not to doubt you, but to keep the faith. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us not to lean to our understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord God. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our Lord and Savior. You, Lord Jesus, who is able to do exceedingly of you, Lord Jesus, who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To you, Lord Jesus, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and ever. To you, Lord Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner of protection, Jehovah Shammah, our God ever present, Jehovah Shalom, our peace that surpasses all understanding, Jehovah Sikkenu, the righteousness of God. We just thank you, Lord God, because you are our everything, Lord God. You who died on the cross so that we may live for love alone, you know, to the obedience of your Father, Lord God. And yet while we were still in sin, you yet came and died on the cross for us, Lord God. So help us understand that we are not perfect beings, Lord God, but we serve a perfect God. We're not perfect preachers, Lord God, but we preach a perfect word. So help us to think on all things that are good, all things that are just, all things that are pure, all things that are like you, Lord God. And again, I ask you to help us say something that will give change, that will bring change to the lives of your people, Lord God. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways. that we seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. We thank you for another day, but this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, help us to continue to just be men of valor, men that you've chosen to preach your word, men that you've chosen to come before your people on this podcast. We thank you for the leadership of Pastor Roderick Williams, the visionary that you've placed so many ministries in his hands, Lord God, under one ministry, but he's doing things 7 days a week, Lord God, and encouraging of your people, Lord. And it's not because of who he is, but who he serves. Because he gives you all praise, all honor, and all glory, Lord God. And we thank you for that mindset that you placed in him, to know that it's not about him. That the mindset that you placed in me, to know that it's not about me, but it's all about God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord God, we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, under the anointed authority of the Holy Spirit, that you take control of our hearts, our minds, and our tongues, Lord God, that we may be pleasing to your sight, that we say something that will help your people break the chains that have kept them in bondage, Lord God, that they didn't want to admit to, that they didn't want to own up to, Lord God, that they couldn't find someone to talk to. Lord God, we address things that's going on in your world. Help us to be mindful that you sent us and we didn't come on our own. In Christ Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Everybody, you know what time it is. It's time to suit up. Put on your full armor, God. We're going to take a different twist tonight, man. Got something for you. It's going to be pretty good. I hope you enjoy it. I'll tell you, Holy Spirit, move right now in the name of Jesus. Let's do this thing. Let's kick it off. YAT Radio is signing on, Breaking Chains. Let's do it, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today, Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? And he's going to bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air.
When I didn't even ask for backup, hey, times when I was about to act up, I know it was you that told me to put the strap up. I remember when I first started my rebelling, I was a church boy, look at me now, I'm a felon. And it's a blessing when I look back at your mercy and your grace, but not correct, that should've killed me, took the pistols in my face. Hey, to your love I can see no end, that's why I'm repping, got another man, it's D-O-N. And it don't matter how you see your win, you put your faith in Jesus Christ and brother, you gon' win. See, I'm a living witness, and it's my prayer that everybody listening gets this. Ayy, gotta wash your dirty dishes, give you new life and put you back in business. I know, cause he's been good to me, stood by my side and kept me safe. Crazy.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
That's where you can find us. Thank you very much, Big Bro. Welcome back to the show. Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains on this Wednesday. I pray all is well with you. Man, we greet you in love. Nothing but strictly love. I'm talking about strictly love.
Amen.
Boom, boom, boom. Pastor Rod, Pastor Jackson. I see Pastor Joseph is hanging on. Going to bring him in a second. Listen, check this out. I want to bring something to you tonight. This is that night right here. We're going to keep praying because this night eventually will change soon. I pray that the ladies will be able to take this night back over because this is their night, actually. This P31 ladies night, actually. We just got to get the right ladies in here that's going to be doing the work of the Lord, period.
You better
about
say
nobody
that.
But
that.
God. So you know what I'm saying? So our sisters can have a conversation just like us brothers. You know what I'm saying? We need our mothers and our sisters and to come on and have a conversation and have a platform where they can talk about things and with the word of God all mixed up in it, like a real soothing, good tasting gumbo. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get gumbo full of all kind of ingredients. You know what I'm saying? We got to give them that type of platform. Talk about cooking, talking about like our young ladies want to talk about feminism coming up on Friday on the youth show. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to be open. Sorry, now that I got that out, listen, let me put my disclaimer out there now, too. Not here to disrespect, not here to tear anyone down. We may step on some toes. We may ruffle some feathers, but we want to come to you strictly with the word of God, also based on things that we're dealing with on an everyday basis. So, today, God put something on my spirit because we studied the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, for Bible study, correct? And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because God put it in my spirit to tell you tonight to be encouraged. God wanted me to tell you tonight, just hang on in there. God put it in my spirit tonight to let you know that he's not going to ever leave you nor forsake you. If somebody out there tonight needs to hear that, see, I if I could just let the music play for me tonight, I could play some music that can touch your spirit. You understand? Can get deep into your soul. But you know what I'm saying? I want you to hear what we have to say to you first before I let the spirit of the Lord just come in through music. And just, you know what I'm saying, bring you to your knees. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, you dealing with something out there and you trying to be, listen, brothers, I'm going to say this to you. Brothers, you out there dealing with something and listen, you say, like I always say, yeah, I'm good. Everything good. And then you go in that private room and you break down, you know what I'm saying, because you being strong for everybody. So this is for you tonight, too. For you to be encouraged, my sisters, I want you to know that you God is with you. Everything is gonna be all right. Stop allowing your emotions to overtake you because you are battling with something that you don't know how to face, and you feel that you are all alone and by yourself. Listen. God says to you, he said, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So it's something God put in my spirit to say to you, be encouraged. It's going to be all right. He said, no matter what the storm look like that you're going through, he right there with you. He's right there. Listen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because he is right there with me. Isn't that what David wrote that love letter to God about? So if he did it for David, he's doing it for you. You just got to believe it and have faith in it. See, we wanna try to steer you in the right direction. We always want to steer you towards Christ. Period. That's it. You understand? Don't want you to go in no other direction. You know what I'm saying? Because Christ said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw men unto him. And you've been steered in so many different directions. You don't know which way to go right now. You're a little discouraged. But God wants you to know that you just need to be encouraged.
Just be encouraged. He says be strong and courageous, because there's somebody looking to you. You understand what I'm saying? There's somebody got their eye on you, that if you move in a positive direction, they're going to move with you. And that's something that you know, in Joshua, he didn't understand that at first, because Moses was gone. And see, you don't understand that right now, that God wants you to be encouraging. Take that step, take that leap of faith, and stop wallowing around in that pity. Stop wallowing around in that anger. See, you holding something in, and you're trying to fool people, but everybody is not fooled. Everybody's not confused about what's going on with you. People can see right through you, because God has gifted a lot of people out here. And men and women of God, it's time for you to start speaking up. Stop being fearful. Be encouraged. And know that your Lord is with you. His rod and staff comfort you. See, listen. We want to be on Facebook. We want to be on podcasts. We want to be on the radio. We want to be on Facebook Live. We want to be everywhere, being seen, being heard, but living a different life in depression, frustration, hurt, pain, pity, anger, madness. You're not kind anymore. You're not gentle anymore. You don't have patience anymore. Every little thing makes you go off. And you want people to just settle with it. You want everybody to be okay with it. And everybody's not okay with it anymore. If they're not telling you, I'm telling you. We got to get it together, people. We got to get it together. Listen, I want to say this to you. If you got your own agenda, stop getting mad and being upset with everybody else and go follow your own agenda then. Go do you. Stop spoiling everybody else's joy. If you don't want to talk about it, if you don't want to be about it, if you just want to stay stuck right there, listen, we'll pray for you. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord come and destroy those spirits up off you if you allow him to. The victory is already yours if you want it. See, we come on here every day and we try to encourage. We want unity. We try to bring people together. We talk about love. We talk about support. We talk about things that bring a unit together. We talk about things that keep a family strong. We talk about our testimony, things that destroyed our life almost took us out of here. And because you're not in charge, you don't want to unify. You don't want unity. I want to do my thing. Everybody's doing that. And then the first thing out your mouth is that, man, when we can't stick together. We ain't going to do right. We can't do right because we all talking about we ain't going to do right. We all putting the mouth on ourselves. Listen, man. Let me tell you something. If God says to you in Isaiah 54 and 17 that, listen to me now. If he tells you, and I'm going to read it to you from a understanding, New Living Translation. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. So no weapon formed against me going to prosper. And then you speaking against me behind my back, you're going to suffer. So why do we continue to bring that? Listen, why do we continue to bring that evil spirit into our lives? Why can't we encourage each other? Why can't we motivate each other? Why can't we uplift each other? Why can't we come together as children of God if that's who you say you are? Why everything that you're doing out here has to be so negative and you say you're a child of God? I know you're hurting. I know you're mad. I know you're wondering why you're going through this. I know you're looking at God as like, how long, Lord? But just by you asking that question makes it longer. Because you are doubting. That's little faith. My ways, my thoughts are not God's ways and thoughts. He hears my prayers. He hears, sees, and knows everything about me. But he has something much greater for you. He has a plan for you. Why don't you sometimes sit down, be quiet, be still, and let God tell you his plan instead of you always telling what you gonna do? Listen, we always got this thing that we got to tell God how we want it. And we ain't heard yet how God wants it for us. He tells it in the word. So why can't we let him show it to us? Because we too busy getting in the way. We too busy putting our hands on it. We too busy always running our mouth. And then, you know what? And then you don't even want nobody to say nothing to you. You got all the answers. You know everything. And Pastor Jackson, I'm about to piss somebody off. I'm gonna say this right here. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing, and they put doctor in front of their name and bishop in front of their name, and they ain't crossed over the doorstep of a theology Bible college seminary nowhere.
Jesus.
But you get mad because they call me Pastor Rod.
Ha.
I went to Bible college. You want to know the truth? So, but that's unimportant. Are you really called of God? Listen. I put a post on Facebook this morning, and I let them know, listen, I don't serve you. I serve the Lord. I'm going to show you respect, you know, but I don't serve you. I will not bow down to you. When you look at me, I want you to think about Daniel in the lion's den. When you look at me, I want you to think about those three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I want you to think about them, because I'm not going to bow down to you. I'm not. Because listen, don't you think enough is enough? I asked you the other night a question about, you know what I'm saying? Aren't you tired of man handling you? Isn't enough is enough? Why don't you start speaking up and speaking out like you got some sense? You know, people start listening to you if you leave your anger at home, brothers, sisters. Nobody care about you being mad. What they care about is an intelligent man or an intelligent woman. That's what they fear the most. They don't care about your anger. They ain't going to do nothing but shoot you dead. That's what they use it. He was out of control. She was out of control. I fear for my life. You see, that's what they say. So why do you stoop to that level? Listen. God says be encouraged. You know, I don't know. You know, just wake up, people. Just wake up. Just wake up. You know what I'm saying? God wants you to be encouraged. I needed to get that out, kick this show off, man. You know, thank you, Pastor Joseph. Our new listeners out there, God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're going to put everybody on in a second. Pastor Rod just had to get some things out sometimes. So thank you for listening in tonight. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, we have to learn to empower each other. We have to learn to uplift each other, motivate each other. You know what I'm saying? We got to use our greatest weapon. You know what I'm saying? That's your sword, the word of God. You got to use it. You know what I'm saying? You got to let people know. You know what I'm saying? Wherever they are, no matter what the storm they in, no matter what, you got to tell them that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And if they ask you why, how do you know that? How do you say that? You got to tell them, hey, read Isaiah 54:17, the word of God. What God say about that right there. You got to let people know that these things are not just things out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Give God the glory. That's God talking. That's not you talking. You being used as a vessel to be used to talk to the people. But we got to start encouraging people with the word of God. You know what I'm saying? When we gonna say, bro, it's going to be all right, bro. It's going to be all right. Tell them why it's going to be all right. Because God said so. God say, let me tell you something, bro. You walking through this storm, you going through it. God saying 23rd Psalm, man, guess what? Yay, though, you walk through that valley of the shadow of death, man. You in that dark. God right there with you, bro. You got to talk to him just like that. You trying to be a theologian with your chest all stuck out. That homeless man don't know them big theologian words. That crackhead, he don't want to hear that. He want to hear something else. He needs to hear something. David clicking his head. Somebody needs to be encouraged tonight, man. I don't question the Holy Spirit. Let's just roll with it. Somebody out there struggling right now. No matter if they're listening live or they're going to be listening through the archive, somebody need to hear this when it was time for them to hear. And it could be you. Could be for me. But stop being so with your big drawers on like you big man, big woman. You know what I'm saying? Looking down at people. You be very careful because somebody's going to be looking down over you with your eyes closed. Ooh. Lord, have mercy. Brothers and sisters, it's time to come together as a people. I ain't talking about black. I ain't talking about white. I'm talking about my brothers and sisters in Christ, period. See, we don't know all the names of all of God's children. We don't know every name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We don't know those names. You know, I know my name in it, written in the blood. I can speak for me. I pray that yours is in that too. But we have to make sure that we're striving towards righteousness every day. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about who we serve. Who we work for, who our daddy is. We got to take care of his earth and his children. We're supposed to take care of our brothers and sisters. He said that we're supposed to do. He said we're supposed to love him with everything, heart, mind, body, soul, everything. But we're supposed to love each other as he has loved us. The way we love, man, listen, hold up. The way we show love, man, miss me with your love. Don't love me, because your love ain't real. Please miss me. Please. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to look my way. You ain't got to look over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Keep it going.
And listen, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Everybody done heard that all their life. You play with it. Be careful. Be careful. We come back, man. I'm going to bring my guys on, man. My brothers hanging by. Thank y'all for y'all patience, man. God need these people to be encouraged, man. We need to encourage the people. A lot of things going on. People got all excited about this money and hear money, 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 and folks think that that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all we need is money. Listen, man, you got to have more than money. You need to start planting your gardens. You need to start, storing up stuff and getting yourself together. You understand what I'm saying? Getting your life right with Christ. See, you believe in, you think people be coming with conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff. Just start doing research. Pay attention to the things going on behind the closed doors. Go on and read the 2030 agenda. Go ahead and read about the New World Order for real. See what they're trying to do. Pay attention to what they're doing right now today, right in your eyes. Pay attention to them telling you that they want to get rid of black folks in high places and take them off boards and take them off this and remove them from that. We don't want to do this. We're going to change laws because we're going to change voters' laws. We're going to do all of this because of you. Black man, black woman, I'm talking to y'all right now. I'm a black man. See, I was talking to everybody. Now I'm talking to my black brothers and my black sisters. Open your eyes. You a child of God. Open your mouth. Because if you a child of God, for real, you already see it. So won't you start talking about it so you can bring the other people out of the darkness into God's marvelous light. Turn your light, turn your glory light off and turn your disciple light on. You don't get to be talking about glory and you in glory right now. He said that we'll meet him in glory when he comes down. That ain't time now. You listening to me right now. You still in your flesh, so you know that ain't happening right now. Not this second. So turn your disciple fisherman's light on. You know, on the fishermen out there on the water, you see that the lighthouse, you got that big light that be going around for them ships, you know, them ships to see, you know what I'm saying, the lighthouse, them ships got to see where the show at, right? So see, that's you standing right there, like guiding the ship in, all them people out there and on that darkness out there, you standing there with your light. That's what you need to be doing. Remove yourself out your own glory. Woe unto you, what God is saying. So you better think about that. See, I got my fisherman light on, my disciple light. You know what I'm saying? I keep my salt with me. You understand what I'm saying? That went over your head. Anyway, man, let me take a quick break. We're gonna come back and we're gonna turn this show up another notch. Pastor Joseph standing by, Pastor Jackson standing by. God says, brothers and sisters.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. Ooh, yes. Be encouraged.
You.
just a test. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Young Adults Talk with Breaking Chains on this Wednesday. What's up with you, Pastor Rod? Hollering out, enough is enough. Had enough now. I'm not a slave anymore. Done with that, okay? Chains are broken. Boom! Done with. All right? Want to say good evening to everybody. Let's bring our brothers on. Pastor Jackson, what's going on? Pastor Joseph, good evening to each one of you all.
Got
one important thing I want to throw out there tonight to get this show off. I'm trying to make sure that people are encouraged. A lot of things going on, a lot of false prophets out there, a lot of prophet lying going on, a lot of things that are against God's word. Let's just keep it 100. What are we gonna do about that? To encourage the people to know that, guess what, there's some real children of God out there, real saints, some real warriors out here on the wall, you know what I'm saying, keeping lookout and keeping watch out for them, you know what I'm saying, as they go through this dark time and trying to find a way. What do we say to the people? Pastor Jackson, let's get it in. Break chains on that, sir.
You know, the thing about it is, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The thing about this is just as you said in your opening, we got to love one another.
Love one another.
Love is the key. Love is the key. What's love got to do with it? Everything. Everything. You know, we're so quick to say we love one another. We're so quick to tell each other we got your back. We're so quick to say, if you need me, call me. But when it's time to put up everything, so many people shut up. You know, that same brother that told you this is not doing what he said. So the best thing about it is,
to trust in law. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Not only will he direct your path, but he'll order your steps in his word. Not only will he order your steps in his word, but he will become that lamp to your feet and that light unto your path. We got to learn, when we trust in God, God has already made preparations for everything that we are in need of. I am reminded in the book of 2 Timothy verse 4 and 16, when Paul was saying, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray to God that it may not be laid to their charge. But watch this here. Here's the shout. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me, the preaching might be fully known. We got to understand the word of God that you said earlier. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, we have to get an understanding of who is with us no matter what. No matter if everybody turns on us, if everybody leave you alone, leave you stranded, leave you all by yourself. You got to understand who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And this is God Almighty. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. You know, he's your way maker, your miracle worker, your promise keeper. We have to understand that we're trusting in the wrong people and in the wrong things. We're even trusting in the wrong government when we should be trusting in the government that's upon the shoulders of he who told you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. We have to go back to our first love. We have to turn to Jesus. We have to seek ye first every day. We have to ask God, what would you have for me to do this day that I may be pleasing unto your sight and to your hearing? How can I be a blessing to you? So many times we call on Jesus, asking him for something. But how many times have you asked Jesus, what can I do for you today? How can I be a blessing to you today? He who owns everything, he who has everything. But how can I be a blessing to you, Lord, that I may be pleasing in your sight? Love is the key, yes. But God is the answer. God is the answer. He's the reason. He created us in his image and after his likeness. We still look like him. We say it this time and time again. We still look like him, but we don't act like him. We're not trying to help each other up. We're not trying to lift each other up. We're not trying to encourage each other. And let me change that. Everybody ain't doing it. Some people are out there, and like you said, we applaud those that doors are open in the name of Jesus, that doing the work of God, for real. But there's so many people with their own agenda. There's no unity because people want the spotlight on them. There's no togetherness because if I think of something and I present it to others, they don't want to be a part of it because they didn't come up with it. They didn't come up with it. So they don't, just like you said earlier, if I'm not in charge, then I don't want to be a part of it. And that's the division that the enemy is bringing to the church right now. You say it, Pastor, so many times. There's a church on every corner, but yet crime, deception, manipulation is still in that community. Where is the power of the church? Where is the power of God? We're supposed to be able to speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak peace, speak love, speak blessing, bless. But the thing about it is the division and the deception and the manipulation and the deceit is in the house that's made by man. Hands. Camouflage to look like God's house. That's causing all the trouble. But don't nobody want to call it out. But we're calling it out because we see it.
And if we don't be obedient to God and appeasing to man, then we're just as guilty. Love is the key. God is the answer. But you got to trust in God. You got to put your trust in God no matter what it looks like.
Amen.
Man has tried to start, you know, that 23rd and all that, what you were talking about. Man has so many evil plans. But if God doesn't allow them for purpose, then it's not gonna take place. They think they've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. But one thing they forgot, Pastor, and I'm close with this. They forgot who's really in control. And that's God. God is still in control.
Yes,
no matter what it looks like, God is still in control. I put my trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And I encourage you to do the same.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for that. Pastor Joseph, good evening to you, sir. God bless you. Welcome to the show. We need to encourage people. There's a lot going on around us. A lot of people dealing with different things going on. A lot of things that is not of God all around us. And, you know, people are a little, you know, distraught. A lot of people are confused, hearing and being pulled in so many different directions. Break chains with the people and encourage them.
Amen, amen.
Wow, we lost him. He got cut off. He'll call back. Sorry about that. Everybody, I want to say good evening. God bless you. Want to welcome to the show. Our overseer just signed on. I want to bring him on. I know Pastor Jones will be back. I want to say good evening. God bless you. Pastor Kim, welcome to the show, sir. I pray all is well with you. We know things are going on. Still got you and your family and your prayer, sir. Welcome to the show.
Amen.
We'll get Pastor Joseph back on. Take a few minutes, sir, and encourage the people. We need to encourage the people, Pastor.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one. It should be encouraged that no matter what's going on in the world today, that God is still in charge. If you would read the story about the potter and the clay, the last word that story comes up with, it talks about God saying, he built up nation and he tear nations down. He built up kings, but he tear kings down. And what he's saying, my thing may be going wrong for you at this point of time, but God will put an end to people who are misusing you. When God says that he is the creator of everything, and you know, the come back and say something, God spoke everything into existence. The only thing that he didn't speak into existence was man. He formed man. But everything else spoke and things, let there be light, and that was light. You know, and he said he separated. And talks about what he all spoke with divine fruition, he post spoke. But I want to tell you, mankind is God's masterpiece. You know, we say we saved the best for last. Amen. Well, God saved the best for last. On that sixth day, biblically, it stands for grace. The dispensation of grace, you know.
Amen.
That day, it is grace. Four is world. Five is man. Six is grace. And then they say he rests. After he did his best and put us here for to be caretakers of this world. But I want you to understand that he also said in John 16:33, he told us that we're going to have good days and bad days. John 16:33, he says, in me you'd have peace. But in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for behold, I've overcome the world. And what he's saying, long as we're on this earth, we will suffer the vicissitudes of life, meaning the ups and downs, the good days, the bad days. But he says, but behold, I've overcome the world. And I want you to tell you, say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter how lowly I am, I know he never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And oftentimes we're looking for, we have the wrong definition, Bible definition of bless and prosperity. If you look at it, it just means to be have enough. It means happy. It means to be content. But we think that you're supposed to have so much wealth, and you could just have healthy grandchildren. You could have your parents living. That's a blessing. And that's living when you have all enough for your children to eat. It may be a pork chops. It may be just fried chicken. But, you know, it don't have to be steak. It don't have to be lobster. It don't have to be caviar. I mean, you know, you don't have to eat surf and turf. You know, long as you have food on your table and clothes on your back, we're to be happy. You know, I just believe in the word of God. I believe in the word of God. They trust in God with all our heart and lead not to our own understanding. It's our understanding that we need all this money, because in the Bible tell us that money is the root of all kind of evil. Most of the time, if you catch so many people, individuals, that if they have money, they tell you how hard they work. They didn't say, but by the grace of God, I was able to accomplish certain things. And then so many of them know that they got the money that they have, they killed somebody, or their forefathers killed people and took the land from them. So they didn't really earn it, or they worked people from sun up to sundown. But I want you to be just learn to be content. And in the churches today, we lie to people and tell them that we're supposed to be rich and they can hear you and all these other things. Well, COVID is over, right at 600,000 people. You know, that's larger than the average cities in America. And I don't see no one with and healing people and anything like that. That people are dying of COVID-19, and there are other mutations or strands that's coming from it. It's time that we just get on our knees and say, if like my brother, he don't have COVID, but he's on the ventilator. He's fighting for his life. But if it's God's will, he's gonna go. But if it's not God, it's God who have the answer. All the prayers, I have people praying every way for him. But it's not going to be for my prayers, because Job said that our days are months in number and no one exceeds his state. In other words, I could pray all I want, but if that's the day that God has chosen for my child, my brother to go, then he's going to go. And I just have to trust God like Job said, though you slay me, yet shall I trust you. And those are the things that we are to learn. We're not to learn the lies that people say. Moses didn't see the promised land. So many biblical people they died. They didn't get different things. But we think that we're supposed to be all this. And we need to quit prophesying to people. Amen. I mean, the people may not want to hear that. But the thing that we have is Jesus died for our sins, that we might have the right to eternal life. You know, the Bible says, it tells us in Matthew 7 and 15, say, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. In other words, they sound good, dress good, look good, but they don't mean you any good.
No.
And it was in Acts, the 20th chapter, and the 29th verse through 31, where Paul warned the savage wolves are coming. And Paul said, I know that after I leave, savage wolf will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own members, men will rise and distort the truth in order to draw people away. there are people that's doing it right now. Everything is about money. No, it's not about money. Everything is not about being healed. Jesus did not heal everybody. But one thing I know, that if I live the right life, heaven is going to be my home. I need the extra side. I need to do what it takes, what God put me here to do. And that's to be a caretaker of his world and to try to save the lost soul. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to die for our sin. Let's start preaching the truth. Let's start telling people the truth, that they're going to go through their ups and downs. You know, and just like when Jesus was on the boat, was on the boat, and he went out and he was sleeping in the hinder parts of the boat. And the winds and the seas got boisterous, and Jesus was relaxing sleep because he understood that behind every great cloud is a silver lining. And sometimes God sent us through a storm just to bring us out for another sunshine day. Sometimes he knocks us down to pick us up to something better. Sometimes we lose things only to get something better back. But we are afraid because we're going into the unknown. You know, when the storm came, the Bible said the winds and sea were boisterous. And they say, Master, don't you care if we perish? But he came, they say he rebuked the winds and seas by saying, peace be still. But in the Hebrew, it says he said, hush. He silenced it.
Amen.
And he could do the same with our problem, but we want to have it our way, not God's way. And that's what's wrong with us today. Too many people are wanting everything to go. I oftentimes tell my congregation that God is a yes God, a no God, and a God to sometimes tell us wait.
Mm-hmm.
Unanswered prayer, a prolonged want doesn't mean it's unanswered. Sometimes you don't come when you want him. You know, God works on our own time schedule, but sometimes God tell us no. I told an elderly guy one time, he said, God never answer his prayer. I said, no, he told you no.
Amen.
He simply told you no, but we think that he'll give you everything. No, it's according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So let us start focus on it, and let us understand that we're going to, you know, go through ups and downs. Let James say, think it not strange when you fall into diverse testing. What temptation? He said, like, something strange has happened to you. And what he's saying, whatever happened to you, it happened to a million other people.
Amen.
Well, we need to learn to accept the adversity, and we're supposed to grow. It's supposed to be a patience. Patience is long-suffering and perseverance. Take a licking, like they say, a time makes wife. Take a licking and keep on kicking. You knock me down, I'm going to get right back up and say, I've decided to follow Jesus. I'm not turning back. You knock me down like Job, though you slay me, yet shall I trust you. You speak as a foolish woman speak. Shall we not accept the good, and shall we not accept the bad? Oh, we good as long as God's giving you money and everything going in your car and your house. Everything going good, but the moment things get a little tight, then God is no good. But God gives us a lot of things. Let's be thankful for the good as well as the bad. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. That's powerful. Hey, we just, like I said, we just want to encourage you tonight, give you something to think about, to uplift you and motivate you. We're going to come off the top of the hour. We come back, we're going to come in and bring Pastor Joseph back. He's standing by. We got him back on the line. You know,
amen.
Get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. You know, we got to encourage you. We serve a wonderful, awesome God. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I'd be. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to speak for me. I know what he brought me through. And I think that we need to get back to encouraging you by letting each other know what God has brought us through. We don't do testimonies no more. And like, we're ashamed to tell what God has brought us through. Well, I know what he brought me through, and I'm thanking God.
Amen.
I'm saying it publicly. I was an old wretch like me. Oh, boy, dirty, filthy rag. Boy, look at him. Thank God. Look what God will do. Hang on. We're going to be right back, man. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is live on the air. I serve a wonderful God. I got to break this right here.
Woo-hoo. Clap your hands now. wonderful and marvelous. Type of love he showed, was crucified and on a Thursday he rose, with power in his hand, and you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know, through him that I am life and it will overflow, with the love he shares with me, yeah. And God is so wonderful and marvelous. Take the five loaves, two fish and feed 5,000. He's so powerful, and his love is great to me. Yeah. And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me,
and he is merciful, and I am so blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains is on YAT Radio. What's up with you, Pastor Rod? Pastor Kim, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Joseph standing by. Get ready to bring him on. He got disconnected. We got him back now. Pastor Joseph, we talked about trying to make sure that we encourage people. And we're not going to try. We're going to do it. Somebody will be encouraged tonight. Somebody's life will be changed tonight. Somebody will give their life over to Christ tonight. So we encouraged about that for sure. Let's be encouraged on that point right there. You know what I'm saying? God said the heavens rejoice that there's one soul. Come on in. So we going to rejoice with it. You know, we just go give him praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so let's break chains. So we need people going through things, man. We need to encourage them. Break chains with it, sir. Go ahead.
Amen. I thank God. Pray you can hear me okay. But I definitely thank God for breaking chains. Thank you, God, for everybody. And I just want to encourage people with the wisdom of God. You know, we got to continue to be wise. In the days that we're living in, you know, people, they inspire us. And we also have people that drain us, you know, just picking them is very wise. You know, it can be closest to our family, friends, and things of that nature. And so just being very wise, you know, I love to pray for wisdom and healing. I believe if I got wisdom and healing in Jesus' name, you know, it'll take us far in life. And so just being wise, being making that extra minute in prayer to get that decision from God, just taking out time, getting direction from God, just trusting in God is wisdom. Just, you know, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm in a tough situation, but I trust you. You know, just making confessions is wisdom. And one thing I had to learn was learning from my mistakes, you know. And sometimes just by not learning by our mistakes because we too busy denying our mistakes. I used to deny all the times. I ain't hanging with certain type of people, and I was hanging with the wrong people. Even when it comes to, like, women, Jezebel people, some people you want to just hang with. You think you could just help you, but not realizing they draining us. So just being very, very wise and connecting to breaking chains and other people, that's who's going to inspire us, going to motivate us, encourage us. Because sometimes we can realize that we helping so many people. We're trying to hold so many people down in the family and the homeboys, homegirls, and we're trying to be their anchor. And I found myself drowning, found myself going under. And I had to realize, you know what? Jesus got to be your anchor. You know, I got to think about my father's business in this season. You know, they got to anchor themselves in the Word of God. So that's why I love just encouraging people with the Word of God. Just like Apostle Paul, he was commissioned to unveil some things, some mysteries. And, you know, he was commissioned to do these things. And I believe that we are commissioned to unveil some things to our generation, just like he was in the dispensation he was in. He revealed, you know, Christ. He was God's grace for all. He was God's grace for all. Even though Apostle Paul was in prison, even though it was his first imprisonment, he wrote to the book of Ephesians. You know, he wrote the book of Ephesians, long story short. But he was in prison. And so that's encouraged me, just like thinking about Moses, how God used certain people. You know, God will use people, and I believe it shows us how he used Apostle Paul, all the bad stuff he did. God still used him, so we can be encouraged today also. No matter what our past was, God still want to use us, but we got to get knocked off our high horse sometimes. But I just definitely want to encourage people that, you know, Apostle Paul, he revealed to us that God wanted to break down the walls between the Jews and the Gentiles. And it's the same thing today with racism. No, God still want to break down those walls. In Jesus' name, by the finished works of Jesus Christ and all this. But I said all this to get to here. I believe that the ministry of reconciliation is so important for us. I believe, you know, what Jesus Christ did to raise us from the dead, and it brings us to be reconciled. Like Pastor said a few weeks ago, not just to God, but to also people. You know, we can't say we just love God and don't love his people. So actually just getting out there loving on God's people, loving on them homeless people and things of that nature. And the way we do that, we got to have a relationship with the Word of God. The Word of God got to equip us. You know, when we get in the Word of God, it reconciles us to use love. It shows us to use joy, prayer, healing, even finances, prosperity. And as we continue to get a better understanding on them things, we'll become closer to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for that, sir. Thank you very much. You know, my brothers, you know, like I always say, there's a lot going on around us. And one thing that we have and you heard me say we have a tendency of doing something, you know what I'm saying? We tend to sometimes give that old devil too much attention, too much credit when he don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? We say things that really, you know, don't have any merits to it, but we give it merit because we're saying it. It's coming out of our mouth. You know what I'm saying? When we speak life or death, we really truly be speaking life or death. And the thing about it is that we have to encourage ourselves to stay motivated in the Lord and stay in the Word. We have to do that on a daily basis. That, you know what I'm saying? That's not easy for everybody to do. You know what I'm saying? We have to make sure. I made this statement a while back that, you know what I'm saying, we may be at certain levels where God got us, but sometimes we have to, you know what I'm saying, we have to, as pastors say, we only supposed to be stooping down, looking down to help that man or that woman up. So we have to go back to them and kind of stoop down and help them to come and rise up to where we are. You know what I'm saying? Because we were once down in that dirt one day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've been in that darkness one day. You know what I'm saying? We've been there. And we got to be able to encourage people
And like I said, not too long, not last hour, guess what? You know what I'm saying? You telling brother or your sister, it's going to be all right. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. Tell them why it's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Tell them why. That God saying, you know what I'm saying? Just trust it in with all your heart. Just lean on him. Don't lean on your own understanding. You know, we got to talk to them so they can understand. You know what I'm saying? We got to encourage the people. I just got to keep saying it, man. It's a lot going on around us. It's a lot people don't understand. Listen, it's a lot that's about to go down that people don't even see coming. Because listen, they don't understand. You know, everybody's not teaching the people the word of God that it should be taught. You heard Pastor Kim just tell you know what I'm saying? We got to stop playing with these people. We got to start telling these people the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna have nobody blood on my hands standing for God. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be mad at me because I got to tell you truth, because I want you to tell me the truth. See, you don't love me if you let me be out there just wilding out there doing something and you know it ain't right or I shouldn't be doing it. I said something wrong and you're not correcting me. Man, you don't love me. Miss me. You know what I'm saying? You don't mean me no good. So we have to make sure. So let's get into our coming up on 9:15. All right. So here's our countdown. So I'm going to start throwing some questions out, and let's run through them. So get straight to the point. Take a couple of minutes and go straight to the point. Here we go. Do you feel that? People ask themselves this one question right here. Guess what? Is this for me, would this give God glory? What's this all about? You know what I'm saying? Do I need to do this for me? Am I doing this for me or am I doing this for God? How do you feel people perceive that type of question being out there? Is this for me or God? Who getting the glory? Me or God? Are we living like that in this time era? Break change. Go for it, Pastor Joseph. Coming to you first, sir. Take a couple of minutes to answer that question. Did I lose him again? Unmute your phone, Pastor Joseph.
I love that little rock.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you, Pastor.
We couldn't hear you, sir. Go ahead. Did you hear the question?
No, sir, I didn't. I had people talking. I was trying to get my attention. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just asking, do you feel a lot of people out there are kind of lost in their own little world saying, you know, man, am I doing this for me or am I doing this for God? Take a couple of minutes and answer that.
Amen. Hallelujah. I apologize again. But yes, sir, I believe just continue to just shine our light the best we can, because it's just like you said, a lot of things going on. It's one thing about a dog. A dog, it's going to bark. It's going to do its job. But when it gets satisfied, when it gets satisfied and just and find out something he'd like to do, and the enemy kind of, you know what we like, and that's when we get distracted and we stop barking for Christ, you know, and we stop being that voice of victory. So I believe we can't let the little tricks just, you know, get us satisfied, the finances. And we can't just, you know, some things that, you know, we just get complacent and just get kind of just, but I believe like the disciples, you know, they left everything. And it just behooved me, just they left everything to follow Christ. So I believe it's a privilege now that we can have certain pleasures and stuff, but just continue to be that voice for Christ. So some people believe there was two Jesus. They believe in the black Jesus, the white Jesus, like that. And some people, you know, but just knowing the truth and knowing that it's no one Christ and this and that. But some people actually believe it was two Jesus, and they trying to debate on which one they're going to believe in. But when we know the truth, I just want to say, keep sounding the alarm, because when we're ready for warfare, you know, we'll be a watchman. And just keep watching in Jesus' name and keep stay on our job. Just like a dog is nature to bark, you know, it's our nature also to make some noise for Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Just like that dog, man. He throw him a treat, he ain't barking no more.
Oh,
that's a good one. Right there. He put that out there, boy. Go ahead, Pastor Jackson. Are we seeking God? Are we seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and waiting on the things to be added to us, or are we just going after him and just scratching God out? What are we doing? Take a couple of minutes to answer that, sir. Break chain.
I ain't going to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to just make it short and sweet. If it feels better to your flesh and it don't sit well with your spirit, then it is not of God. It's all about pleasing self.
Straight to the point. Broke that cookie in half. There it is. All right. Pastor Kim, are we barking enough for the Lord, or are we just taking the treats that they throwing at us, sir? Pastor Kim, unmute. System light. Is it me or can y'all hear me?
Can
anybody
hear
me?
Yes.
Pastor Kemp?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
I hear talk a lot about prosperity and money. There's no such thing as a prosperity gospel. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Redeemed means he bought us back. Redeemed means to buy back. Well, he bought us back by his blood.
Yeah.
And it was a sin debt that he redeemed us for. A check he paid on Calvary's Hill. Paid in full. When he got up, that check was paid in full, taken to the bank in cash.
No,
when he got up from the dead. Now, I know we want to have money, and see, this is where we fall into prey, and we get selfish, is that we go under selfish ambitions, and we want everybody want to be rich, and nobody want to be sick. But every one of them is part of life. The Bible says the rich and the poor meet together, and the Lord is the maker of us all. That's what the Bible says. You could go in there and you could Google how many rich people in the Bible. It wasn't, there was a very few. So people are beating you out of your money, telling you you're supposed to be rich. And Timothy, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, starting at the 5th verse, it tells us, wrangling of men of corrupt mind, mean criminal mind, and destitute of the truth. Truth nowhere in you.
No
way. Teach that godliness is a mean of financial gain. Mm-hmm. Meaning you're telling people that God is the way you get money. And the Bible says, from such a one withdraw yourself. That's your Bible. It said, get from around them. And it said, you brought nothing into the world, you're going to take nothing out. And with food and clothes, with such things, be content, for the love of money is the root of all kind of evil, and some people are drowned in perdition. We are so busy trying to worry about getting rich and about money until we forgetting about saving lost souls.
Amen.
See, that selfishness is, see, love is not self-seeking, see. Love is not rude. See, in 1 Corinthians 13 and 5, see, love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. And it is not easy to anger. But you remember when Jesus asked the disciple told them when James and John came to him talking about let one sit at the right hand and the other, and we around here talking about this man of God bishop, there's not no bishop. The bishop's supposed to be elevating God. He worrying about a plane and worried about what all suits he buying is. His Bentley and all his other cars he ride. No. That's not. As a matter of fact, Jesus never charged one person for a healing. Jesus said, foxes have whole birth, but the Son of Man have nowhere whence to lay his head. Jesus was sleeping along seashores and everything else. The Apostle Paul would not take money. Study your Bible. He would not take money because he knew which way that would draw. He built tents. And also, See, selfish, the Bible talks about selfish. James say that selfish ambition bring on bitter fruits. In James the 3rd chapter, verse 14 through 16, it say, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly on spiritual of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. The love of money is the root of all kind of evil. So in those who believe in this stuff that they won't think that you could do what Christ did, the healing, and think that you could do the healing what the apostles done, go in COVID. Go to the hospital, COVID. We need you at COVID ward right now.
Amen.
And it's time for us to tell the people the truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, I come but to seek and save that which was lost. I come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, we have to follow Jesus' example by thinking of how to please other people. In Romans 15, chapter verse 2 and 3, it says each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up. Even when Christ did not please himself. See, Christ didn't exalt himself. We're to be exalting Christ. We're too busy trying to say, I have this cathedral church and I have this and I have. It's not about that. Money don't mean that you're blessed. Money have nothing to do with a blessing. Those people that run America, they kill Indians. They took the land. They work African Americans, kill and rape them, everything. And they get money. That is not a blessing.
All right, Pastor.
So we need to get that together about all this stuff about blessing. You bless. He said he'll bless you going out and you're coming in. You'll have enough food. Your children will be blessed. He'll give you, try to give you good health. My grandchildren healthy. That's my blessing. I'm not worried about $1 million. And we have to think about those things. And so all that selfish ambition. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 3 through 5, say, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, considering others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus the Christ. In other words, we supposed to be trying to help others, but we're so busy talking about people gonna die about the healings and the money, and you're taking your eye off the real gospel. The gospel is the good news that about eternal life, that Christ died for our sin. That's your gospel. And go out and be born again and change your life. But we need to be screaming out, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If Jesus or God have did anything for you, we need to be able to tell somebody about the goodness and the graces of God. Amen.
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 All right, brothers, let's keep moving on. Remember the time schedule, gentlemen. Let's go. Here's the next question. Do you feel that you get to choose who God uses? Because there's a lot of people out here that are disencouraged or not encouraged at all because they feel God can't use them because of where they've been in their life, what they're going through in their life, what did happen in their life. It's a lot of people that put them down, a lot of people that spoke against them. So here's the next one. Take a couple of minutes, gentlemen, a couple of minutes now. Do you feel that we get to choose who God uses? Who God uses, because we really don't, but I need everybody to say something about that. 2 minutes, Pastor Jackson, roll with it.
I'm making short and sweet again. I was a crackhead for over 20-some years, and God uses me every day. End of story. Case closed.
Amen. Amen. Straight to the point again, huh? Hey, why not? Perfect testimony right there. Use me. I'm with you. Hey, man, I was out there. You know what I'm saying? Look at me. So, you know, I just did mine. Pastor Joseph, do we get to choose who God uses?
Oh, no, sir.
at all. Not at all.
Not to our little degree, because we are so, we are just so, God is, well, God is just so exalted. He's so magnified. He is so big. He is so awesome. We actually get in pride thinking like, God could use me and only me, or just my movement going on and this and that. But God is just so big and so awesome, so amazing. It's like we just have to remain humble before him. But, you know, with that good balance of boldness, come to his throne of grace, boldness. But, yes, sir, I don't think we could choose at all. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 So you people out there, stop putting mouth on people. Pastor Kim, a lot of people try to get to talk about who God go choose, who God go do this, who God go do this. God did. God called me to do this. God didn't call you to do that. Who are we to who are we to put our mouth like that? We don't get to do that, right? Take a couple of minutes to answer that, sir. You the theologian here. We don't get to choose who God uses, right?
God uses who he want to use. God used Abraham, a person that didn't have the faith that we gave Abraham. When he told Abraham leave all the Chaldees and leave his family, he took his father, his nephew, and his sister with him. And God could use him. God used an idol worshiper to build a foundation of Christianity, which is Judaism. Then he came back and used a trickster named Jacob.
Come on.
Who lied and stole birthrights, did everything. And his name had to be changed later. God could use Jacob. He could use you. Jacob was named supplanter, a trickster. But he changes, your name should no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. That's how his 12 children came up to be the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's who the covenant was made. Moses was a murderer, and he used Moses. And Moses didn't want to go back to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. God had to tell you, I can't speak, he had to take care of him with it. But God could use anyone. God uses a daughter like Moses. God used an adulterer like Moses to be the apple of his eye. He used a man with 750 wives and 350 concubines like Solomon to be the wisest man to ever live. Then he came back and he used switchblade toting Peter. Then he came back and he used the Apostle Paul, who could have been considered a mass murderer, because the children of Israel, the Christians were called people of the way. That's the first name they had. They were called the people of the way. They was first called Christians at Assyria at Antioch. They were first name called a Christian. But before that, they said he wanted to go and find all the people up that way. But he was bringing them and having them killed. But God used him. If God used him, he could use me. I amen you, Pastor Jackson. I amen you. I made amen. Reverend Joseph, I amen you. I've been on crack too. I've been locked up before. I sold drugs before. I know he could use it. I ended up getting so many degrees after I left it alone because God needed me to do his work. Thank you.
Jesus! Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Boy, look at him. Boy, look at him. I'm glad. Boy, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He go for men that have been out there in them streets, drugs, alcohol, women, money, and look what God did. Look at God. Look at God. Let's applaud God. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, let's applaud God. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
My God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Dude.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Boy, let me calm myself down. Okay. Let's go on. Here's the next one. Are we going to use God's word, or are we going to continue to follow at the man's direction? Couple minutes.
Heaven
sir.
And earth to pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Stand on his word. It's the best thing that's going.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Joseph. Are we going to get the people to be encouraged to study to show themselves approved unto God, or are they going to keep running behind man, following after his direction?
Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for breaking chains, but definitely got to choose the word. We all agree the word of God. And I love the book of Ephesians. It's just so powerful to me and just how it just dealt with a lot of things. And like Pastor was saying, I think Blade told him Peter. And the word of God is just so encouraging. It's the best motivational book. It's best self-booster, you know. It's the best book ever, and that's how you know it's the truth, because the truth is always going to be number one. The word of God is still relevant. It's still the number one selling book. So the truth would not be denied, and I thank God that we have that truth. You know, the Bible says, rightly divide the word of truth to have the truth, the belt of truth, which is a big thing in itself because, it holds everything up. It make everything grounded. So just by getting the word of God, my Lord, the Bible says, the belt of truth, it even carries the sword. So just knowing that, to carry the word and to carry the truth with it, it makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. There's just so much in the word of God. It's just, like you were saying earlier, it just outdoes everything in its talking, the metaphors, the wordplay. It's just number one in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Pastor Kemp, God's word or man's direction? Couple of minutes, sir. Go for it.
God's word. God's word all the time. We already say to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy word, ways acknowledge him, and she shall direct the truth. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Workman, thou need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My word is spirit and in truth. You don't add to, nor you take away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot of his word shall ever change. There's life in the word. There's power in the word of Jesus. There's healing in the word of God. So God bless you.
Hey, amen.
Boy, these men of God just popping it. Boy, they popping it with that. Boy, using that sword, baby. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Are you in the spirit of God or in the flesh of man? Where the world at right now? I know where you brothers at. So where the world at right now? 2 minutes, go for it. Break chain. Pastor Jackson.
You know, the world is in the flesh of man because it shows in everything that's been taking place. Man is trying to control everything. Man is trying to make laws that benefit the spirit of the devil. The spirit of the devil rather than the spirit of God. You know, everything that's going on in this dark and evil world is led by spirits of evil. But them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount on wings like eagles. They should run and not grow weary. They should walk and not faint. So we got to trust in that word. We got to be led. Help me, Holy Ghost. Be led by the spirit of the living God. God who created us, his son who saved us, and his Holy Spirit that leads God and keeps us. So we're walking by faith in God and not by the sight of the world. But the world is in the flesh. It's in the flesh. But we're going to preach spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Joseph, where are you people at, man? You know, they trying to get with God, and they just going to continue to run after man. Go for it. Break chains, sir. A couple of minutes. Pastor Joseph.
Amen. Yes, sir. I had a friend. He was telling me earlier about they call this generation now the council. The council generation is always counseling out on things. But I think just knowing our history, it'll keep us from being doomed for just repeating it. Because a lot of times we just repeat the same old ancient ways, you know, the kings had, balling out of control. But just renewing our mind and staying in the spirit. And even though it's a tough situation, I just encourage people. They say tough situations, it builds strong people. So let all this stuff going on build us strong and continue to grow in the midst of it. And grow, some people say in the physical, the ladder of success. But in the spirit realm, you know, we got to keep climbing that ladder. No matter who's trying to pull you down, just keep climbing up higher in that spirit realm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Kemp, are they trying to get with God, or are they just going to keep running after man? Couple minutes, sir. Break change. Pastor Kemp?
My opinion, I'm sorry about that. I had it on mute. My opinion, and from my understanding of the Word of God, is we're chasing after man. All the different laws and things that we're passing, homosexuality is okay. You can marry one another. You're killing babies. All this stuff, the races. I mean, if America is a Christian nation, then I live on the moon.
Amen.
Wow. And I'm speaking about just what I just said.
Well, I know
no, if whatever the Republican you have, your leader have told over 30 plus thousand lives in less than four years. He preaches hate. You cannot. The Bible said the greatest gift of all is love. But the same people who tell us about this Bible and go to church every Sunday, Caucasian, they hate African Americans. Up to 74 million, and then some of them that voted for Democrats don't like you. So I don't look at it that then they say about that no one speaks out about the killing. They're killing Asians. They're killing this.
Amen.
This is war-mongering people. They're just mongering people. And it's incumbent upon me to say anything to get a vote. Okay, it's okay for a homosexual to vote because I want the homosexuals to vote for me. Instead of telling, well, we say we're a Christian nation, well, what thus said the Lord? Well, then the GOP will come back and say, well, it's against abortion. Well, if you're shooting blacks down and you're killing blacks and you're killing, you allow genocide to happen in Africa, well, that's murder too. Both of them, I don't care if you're young or old, murder is murder.
No, it is murder.
Murder is murder. So, I mean, you got to call a spade a spade. And if a church, the greatest gift is love, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. After he told you that we're to love the Lord God first. But then he said, love your neighbor was the second. Moses gave 10, Jesus gave 2. There was love commandment. So what I see for the world today, everything is for to please mankind. I don't care what continent you go on, especially those of Caucasian. The Caucasians are the ones that Russia and America and Great Britain want to rule the world. They'll always just go to war and try to take over other countries. They went and took over just about every continent in the world. These are not Christians. It's time that we stop putting up, letting them lie to us about being Christian. Yeah, they'll tell you turn the other cheek, and then they'll go bomb something. And everyone that have killed, I want to just say this, and I'm gonna shut up. Everyone that do the mass shooting, they get put in jail. If a black person go and kill 6 or 10 people, he'll look like a sifter. He have so many bullet holes in him. They don't go to jail. You die. So this wretched world that would a system that what these people have today is no more Christian than a man sitting on the moon. I'm gonna leave with a true story. This lady that I know, she was mentally ill, and she had a number of mentally ill children. In 1968, when man landed on the moon, we were standing on the street, but in the street, yeah, we used to go around and talk to the girls around there on that street. And we was around there standing in the front of the house talking to some girls. And the old lady came outside and she said it was a lie. Man didn't land on the moon. And she gave her reason why, because the moon wasn't no bigger than a banana. How could you land a rocket ship on the moon? It was no bigger than a banana. So that's just how crazy it is for me when I hear people say that America is a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, she looked at a quarter of a moon. and they shaped similar to a banana. And she thought that's all that was. How can you put a rocket ship on it? And if these people are Christian today, what I'm hearing, because it's not biblical, then the moon the size of a banana. Thank you, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Now, that's a true story. That's not something made up or a joke. It happened.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I tell you what, we got a lot of praying to do. Scriptures say pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Stay in prayer for people, man. Let's try to encourage each other and stay focused on the word of God. You got to put yourself and start living like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, living on faith, living on the word of God, and trusting in God with everything you got. And no matter what's going to come your way, you're going to continue to trust in him just like Daniel did when the king tossed him in the lion's den. He didn't worry about it. He didn't worry about it. He really didn't.
He came out
the next morning unscathed. You got to think on the lines of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know what I'm saying? You can't bow down to their gods. You can't give in no matter what's going to come your way, even when the Nebuchadnezzar come your way. You got to just say, no, I'm not going to do that. And when they throw you in the fire, you just got to know that your Savior going to be right there with you. And you're going to be all right. So you know what I'm saying? We just got to just know that and just really believe in that, y'all. And be encouraged that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. You just got to believe in that and be all right, because the scriptures say that that's the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and you are a servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. So we're going to trust in that. We're going to believe in that, and we're going to encourage you of that as well. And just like God told Joshua, be strong and courageous. You understand what I'm saying? He said, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You just got to believe in that, trust in that, and everything's going to be all right. And guess what? You'll be victorious because you already won. You're a winner. It's YET Radio Breaking Chains, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Ha, listen. I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Who's going to stop me now? Yeah. Put your hands in there if you a winner, winner, winner. The hand clapping can't help but move glad, glad music. You might as well put a smile on your face. Yeah, here we go. Hey, listen.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner.
Who's gonna stop me now?
Who's gonna stop me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop, walk up, right, leave it for the Lord.
Walk upright before
walk
you,
before
and
you.
I trust your word, cause I gotta go, yeah, just to see your face when you welcome me to glory,
welcome me to glory.
When I leave this world,
when I leave this world,
while I'm here, I'ma fix my eyes to look on the hills from which cometh my help. I gotta look up and live, yeah.
You are my shield, Lord,
and I'm leaning and depending on you. I'ma do what I gotta do, despite all hell breaking loose. God, I trust you and I declare,
I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner.
Who's gonna stop me now?
Who's gonna stop me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop, walk,
come right, leave
before the Lord. Look in the mirror and I tell
me,
I'm a winner.
When Christ I win,
Christ I win.
I'm not worrying about tomorrow. I'm walking by
Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
Man, I'm talking about if we was at a concert, I should have been looking out. Everybody's hands should have been in the air. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where you at. You should have been waving your hands in the air. Telling me I'm a winner. I don't care about you. My hands still up in the air. You know what I'm saying? My hands in the air still, because I'm a winner. Oh, man, it's gone. Gone with you. Leave you alone. Hey, man, it's about that time to get out of here. It's time for our final comments, man. We're going to take a couple of minutes, drop our final comments. We're going to come to our overseer, Laz, with his final comments so he can pray us up out of here. Listen, man, we've had a powerful show tonight. I pray that we said something that encouraged you. I pray that we said something that touched your spirit tonight. I pray that we said something to you that you open up your heart and let Christ in, because he was definitely standing there knocking, wanting to come in and sup with you. He wanted to come in and renew your mind, help you to get things situated in your life. He wanted to help you. He helped us. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't leave us out there. He came and got us. But see, you got to want it. You got to want it in your life. You got to listen. You got to be able to hear him. You got to close your mouth. Our brother Melvin, we praying for him, still going through his healing process, but he always say something. You got two ears and one mouth. Close that one mouth and open them two ears so you can.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, the Mighty Men of Valor, 7 o'clock. We come back and we break chains. Everybody join us in prayer. We are looking for our sisters to step up to the plate for this Wednesday night right here. You know, brothers want to sit back and listen to a show too. So we're looking for some sisters to come on and bring the P31 Ladies Night show back on the air on Wednesday nights. Just looking for it. We're praying for it. So join us in prayer about that. All right. Here's my final comment, giving our Black History tip for tonight. Our Black History tip tonight is Mr. Harry Pace. Hey, y'all, check this out. This is up my alley. Mr. Harry Pace founded the first widely distributed African-American record company, Pace Records. It was called Pace Phonographic Corporation, which sold records under the Black Swan label. In 1921, Ethel Waters became the label's first major artist, bringing both fame and income to the small company. Although the original Black Swan label had a short run, it proved to other record companies that signing African-American artists could be profitable. And they proved it very well. Look at the record company business today. Nothing but black top 10 artists all over the place, making millions. Oh, man, let me get that. That's a whole nother show. And don't forget to take better care of yourself. 64 ounces of water in your body. You understand what I'm saying? Cut back on your fried foods. Take meat out of your diet one day out of the week. Do your exercises and your stretching every morning, every evening. All right, cut back on the junk food. And most importantly, let's get ourselves healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Study the word of God and show yourself approved in front of him. Stop worrying about man. Be impressive to God. Please him. And when you wake up in the morning, ask the Lord, what can I do for you today, Lord? Amen. Pastor Jackson, final comment, sir.
I just want to encourage everybody. Stop looking for man to encourage you, because man has his own motives and intentions. Look in the mirror. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself with the word of God, because God is love. And love lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the miry clay. The things I used to do, I don't do no more, because I've been changed. And if God can change me, I know he can change you, because his word lets us know that he has no respect for person. Love lifted me. Now let love lift you. In Jesus' name, I love you all, and God bless.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Powerful words. All right. That's Joseph. Final comment, sir.
Amen. I just want to curse the leadership. To continue to walk in that integrity, continue to do what's right, do according to the word of God, because leadership, it could be challenging. You know, sometimes we got to be a more than average. And I love the disciples, you know, how they were just more than average. You know, they represent like success in the spirit. So they always looking for the opportunities to help others. But whenever you see unsuccessful, like people, they always asking for something in the natural. So in the spirit realm, be successful in the spirit realm. Be like the cloud of witnesses. You know, be successful in the spirit realm. Don't give up. keep fighting, because one person of integrity can make a difference. You can make a difference in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right. All right, Pastor Kemp, you'll find the comments and prayers out of here, sir.
My final comment, I just want to say, iron sharpens iron, and these three heavy men of God that I've been blessed to share this roster with tonight, God bless you and continue to strengthen you in his ways and in his word. God bless you. Also, Reverend William, I just want to thank you for continuing your ministry and continue doing the work of God. I pray that God will prosper you and your ministry abundantly. And tonight, if it would be okay with you, Pastor William, that someone would pray for me. I'm going through my brother's on the ventilator, and I'm the youngest of seven. But this is the one I'm next to. We're about 2 years apart, and he's on the ventilator. Things don't look that good, and I'm asking for prayer. So I want somebody else to pray tonight for me and my family. My brother's name is Samuel Kemp. Thank you.
Amen, Pastor. Amen, Pastor. You know, let's do something special tonight and different. Brothers, if everyone can say a short prayer, we got about 7 minutes. Not trying to put any time limit, but everybody say a short prayer for Pastor Kemp and for his family. Pastor Joseph, can we start with you, sir? Can you offer a short prayer for Pastor Kemp, Samuel Kemp, in his brother's name, and pray for the family, and then Pastor Jackson?
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you by the Holy Spirit that we continue to break every chain of limitations on the men of God in the hospital right now. They're saying that the healing power can't flow. We break every chain in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, be broke right now. Let the power of the Holy Ghost flow through the man of God body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
God bless you, bless you, bless you.
Pastor Jackson.
Heavenly Father, we come boldly to your throne, asking that you will move like your power, Holy Ghost power, can move, Lord God. Asking that you continue to keep our pastor, our dearly beloved Dr. Kemp and his family encouraged, Lord. We've been speaking on encouragement today, so we ask that you will continue to keep him encouraged, Lord God. Because he knows you with an intimate and personal relationship. He knows what you are able to do. He knows your capability. But he also knows that far that heaven cannot heal. He also knows that your will be done. So
amen, amen.
His heart, Lord God, his mind, his soul, Lord God, and his family, Lord God. And as the centurion soldier told Jesus Christ, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. But if you just speak your word, your servant will be healed. So, Lord God, we're asking that you speak your word, and your servant will be healed. However you see fit, Lord God, however you see fit, let us be able to accept your will. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord, as we're led by the Holy Spirit to always give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord God. Father God, we come right now, Father God, touching the green in the spirit, Father God, as you wrap your wings of love around Pastor Kemp right now, Father God. Father God, send your Holy Spirit in the room of the hospital of Brother Samuel Kemp right now, Father God. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. If there's a healing, Lord God, let it take place right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whatever your will is, Lord, let it take place right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you comfort this family, Father God. Strengthen them where they're weak right now, Father God. Keep them lifted up, Father God, as we lift that family up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up all families right now, Lord God, going through something right now, Father God. Strengthen them and comfort them, Father God. Bless these men of God, Father God, and their families, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around us right now, Father God. Squeeze us tight, Father God. Remind us that you are here comforting us, Lord God. Strengthen us, Father God, as we walk with our brother, our overseer, our Pastor Kemp right now, Father God.
Be with him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, so that he can be a rock for the family, Lord God, so that you can let your presence be known through him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift it up to you, Father God, as we continue to pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all of God's children say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, Dr. Kim. We love you, sir, and we'll continue to pray and be in prayer for your brother, Samuel Kemp. We're saying that name in prayer. Everybody all over the world that's listening to us, keep that name in your prayer list, Samuel Kemp and the Kemp family down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let's keep them lifted.
Amen.
We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. You be blessed. Have a good night. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Good night, brothers. I love y'all.
Amen.
We'll see you
good
tomorrow night.
Night.
Good, love good night,
love
everybody.
Y'all.
My people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm
hey.
Just trying to be.
Great as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
But
hey.
You hurting me.
For peace.
Why
I am from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're a family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why you
love to all?
Can you feel the grace?
Can
family?
You feel the grace?
To breathe
family.
Another day.
Breathe another
we
day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful
place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my
people.
People. I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. Hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I fail.
Been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains,
where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.